Well, there is evidence collected at the ground at the site of the impact of the crash, and there's also newly enhanced satellite imagery of the Ethiopian Airlines flight track in the sky, as well as an analysis of the aircraft's configuration just after it took off. And that's what really drove this decision to ground the planes in the U.S. from the FAA's perspective. Here again is FAA Administrator Dan Elwell talking on a conference call with reporters.
Both new pieces of information were added fidelity, missing pieces that we did not have prior to today, that aligned the track from Ethiopian Airlines track to Lion Air, closer than anything we had up until today.